This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Thursday, the 14th of October. Plans to introduce league tables for GP practices in England have been criticised by the British Medical Association, which says doctors could leave the profession as a result. Patients will be able to rate their surgeries by text if they feel they're not being given sufficient access to face-to-face appointments. The BMA's concerns have been echoed by the former chief executive of NHS England, Lord Crisp, who's told Times Radio public humiliation is not the way for the government to inspire a workforce.
The whole health system has gone through enormous pressure and difficulties over the last year and a half, as we all know. I think it is a pity that they're spinning it as attacking them. I think it's also a pity that they are not having this alongside some longer term plan.
Underperforming GPs won't be eligible to receive any of the £250 million being made available as part of an NHS winter rescue package. But Health Secretary Sajid Javid has told us he's giving them as much help as he can to improve.
They said that some of the infection protection control guidance was getting in the way, so the UK Health Security Agency has made some changes to that. And also, they said they had too much of a workload and could others help, and that's why we're expanding the community pharmacy scheme. Now, you take all of that together, it means more appointments for patients in the way they want to be seen, and they can be seen more promptly, and that's a good thing all round.
Meanwhile, the number of people in England waiting to start routine hospital treatment reached a record 5.7 million at the end of August. That is the highest number since records began in 2007. Around 292,000 have been waiting more than 52 weeks, which is down slightly from July. The suspect in a fatal bow and arrow attack in Norway is believed to have recently converted to Islam. Police have also revealed that they'd been concerned that the 37-year-old was showing signs of being radicalised. Five people were killed yesterday in the town of Kongsberg, and Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg has given the following update.
We want to underline that if it's terror-related, we don't know if it's a political attack that has taken place. The police will have to investigate that. We know that in many countries over a long time, attacks have been prevented by good police work, but that the issue of lone perpetrators is difficult, but we need to know more to find out if this is one of these situations.
The Road Haulage Association has questioned the Chancellor's claim that there will be a good amount of Christmas presents available despite the supply chain issues. Rishi Sunak made the comment after agreeing to work more closely with G7 finance ministers to alleviate the global crisis. But the RHA's Managing Director of Policy, Rod McKenzie, says it's too late to solve the problem before the festive season.
Most toys are made in China and the Far East. So clearly, if there are delays on containers and those toys go in containers, that will be a factor. All supply chains are connected and it will not be a normal Christmas. There's nothing we can do about it at this very, very late stage.
You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on the Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.